Blog Talk Radio.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at RonSiegelRadio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Subject to change and without notice, licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1866775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries, as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it. While I do have a great team, I think those guys got a little quiet today.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan, a plan to save you money, I personally work with you, even if you don't have any needs today. Save this number in your phone, future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Been quite a chill going on lately. Have you been staying inside? Are you enjoying the great outdoors? We're not used to these kind of weather patterns here in Southern California, so you got to really wonder, do we even have the right clothing for this kind of weather? Just a thought there. You got to wonder sometimes. It's not quite the same as what we're used to here. But, hey, let's take a look, because we can still celebrate, even though the weather may not be wanting to do some of the outdoor stuff, but some of this weather might be a little taxing. But always look for a good reason to celebrate. Let's look and see. National Shut-In Visitation Day. Yeah, not quite. We're not going to go there. Inventors Day.
I got a bad feeling about this.
Clean Out Your Computer Day.
You don't know better than that.
There's nothing real. Don't cry over spilled milk. I don't know about that one either. Maybe Peppermint Patty Day. I know there's some Girl Scout cookies. I guess we can chat about Girl Scout cookies right now, because that is a big issue on Ron Siegel Radio, chatting about Girl Scout. We have the double ending deal on a little backflow there. Bobby Joe, good to see you. Double ended day today. We're going to be dealing with double enders. See, here's what we do when it's Girl Scout cookie time. We talk on there all the time on Girl Scout cookies. Our goal is to chat a little bit about the idea of what can we do. We have a Girl Scout that we do select. We then go to her and we say, you know something, maybe you can help us out. We want to make sure that some lucky family is getting a benefit from the Girl Scout cookies that we buy. So at Ron Siegel Radio, we go and we collect money. You can Venmo money to us. You can PayPal money to us. You can do whatever you like. Send the money to us. We then turn around and have that money go right back to the Girl Scouts. The Girl Scouts then deliver the cookies over to one of the local charities. Would love the idea of helping a local organization. They take the money, and it's a nonprofit event. So that's where the beauty of this comes into, is all that money goes from us, from you, to the Girl Scouts. They just pick and choose whatever they want, and they take that money, or those cookies, over to a local nonprofit organization. That way we call it a double ending. We help everybody out at the same time. That is the way we like to do it on Ron Siegel Radio. Have some sort of a benefit to everything. And that's just one of the ways that we can kind of help out the community by our voice, our collective voice. So Venmo, you can look me up on Venmo, Ron Siegel on Venmo. Not hard to find. At my size, you don't hide very well. But let's move right along. The Dow Jones Industrial Average up 22 points, or down 22 points right now. It was up earlier in the day. Oil down $1.04 a barrel. We always watch what oil prices are doing. Let's see where they are now. National average, $2.27.8. Taxifornia, $3.26.9. Well, Missouri is not leading the country any longer. Arkansas now at $1.96. Got a number of states now under $2.05 a gallon. I didn't even want to go through there. Colorado, Kansas, Missouri, Arkansas, Oklahoma, Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Tennessee, Alabama, and South Carolina. All of those are under $2.05 a gallon. Look what we're paying at $3.26.9 right here in Taxifornia. Let's look and see. Dark market's getting a little bit better. The Dow Jones now down only 11 points. U.S. 10-year Treasury, it's up about 3 basis points to 266 is the yield on that 10-year treasury. We'll talk more about that when we get into the mortgage minute so we can understand why these things are happening. It doesn't help you to know what is happening all the time if you don't know why it's happening. So we want to make sure that you have both sides of the coin, the what and the why. Not a lot of news driving the market right now, but that could change at any given moment because we are watching to see exactly what is happening, both in Congress. Oh, not much happens there ever. We know that. But what's happening in Congress and what is happening with the U.S.-China negotiations? Both of those have big issues. Boy, it looks like anybody who's ever been a Democrat right now seems to be running for Congress or for president. They're all throwing their hats in the ring.
I got a bad feeling about this.
Now, not getting political in any way, which I'll do that later, but not getting too political. I was just chuckling a little bit because I was watching Senator Klobuchar over the weekend announcing her run for the presidency. And one of the big items that she's referring to or referencing in her run for the presidency is global warming. However, she was doing her announcement in a full-on blizzard. You can't make this stuff up.
It is what it is.
So she's talking about how bad the warming is, how bad the climate change is, and she's in the middle of a blizzard. Couldn't take her message inside, I guess. Just a thought right there, but we've now got, I think, about 15 people in there in the Democrat side running for the presidency. Yes, we've got Pocahontas is in there. I got to speak properly. So with Pocahontas, Cory Booker, Kamala Harris, which we know Elizabeth Warren, she probably won't go anywhere any longer. How can all of them be so mad when the economy is doing so well? I'm just curious about that part of it. Moving right along, California governor to reduce the National Guard presence at the border. Yes, Gavin Newsom slated to pull several hundred National Guard troops from the state's border with Mexico on Monday in an apparent rebuff to President Trump's characterization of the region being under siege by Central America refugees and migrants, according to reports. Now, we've shared with you the exact numbers. We did this about a week ago about all the drugs that are coming in through the southern border, about the 3.3 million people that have been caught at the southern border, and we feel DHS says they only get about half of them. But I guess that's okay because Governor Newsom wants all those people to come here. I keep saying I can solve this problem. Let's get one of the PACs. You can't have a politician do it. But a PAC can hire buses to just take whoever wants to stay up to the state capitol, let them build their encampments there, send them over to also send buses up to Nancy Pelosi's house, let them stay there. We'll see how quickly they decide that maybe there is some sort of a crisis going on. Moving right along, Joy Vila dresses as a border wall. Ricky Rebel rocks pro-Trump MAGA merch. Joy Vila made her annual MAGA statement at the 2019 Grammys. No, I did not watch it. I just see some of the reports of it. Vila, 27, dressed as a barbed wire border wall on her way into the Grammys with a silver dress and crown with a red Make America Great Again purse. Once inside, she ditched the shell and showed off a low-cut gown emblazoned with bricks and a back that read, "Build the Wall." You gotta love it. She's had some fun. She's made a great name for herself, Joy Vila, with doing some of these things. The president heading out to El Paso today. Understand that one. He's going to talk a bit about the border wall, what the real crisis is. Maybe Gavin Newsom should take some notes, see what's going on there. Veteran actor Harrison Ford issued a stark warning to the world about the effects of climate change this weekend, describing it as the greatest moral crisis of our time. In a pre-recorded video ahead of his appearance at the World Government Summit in Dubai on Sunday, Star Wars actor urged leaders around the world to take urgent action to reverse the supposed effects of man-made global warming. I wonder if he took his private plane over there. I'm just guessing that he probably took a private plane and then tells everybody else, no, you shouldn't do that. The way a lot of these Hollywood elites do these same issues just fascinates me how they continue to tell you and I what we should do while they do the exact opposite. You know, it's not good for them. They just want us to follow what they have to say. I just don't get it. But, hey, that's just their issues. We are just pawns in their world. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, thinking of selling your house, this is the perfect time. Save money for big purchases in 2019. And we've got a few other items that we're going to talk about. Tax scams, creative ways to save Valentine's this day, all that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel, the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10+% return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit? And the worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off of you? How does that make you feel, knowing that banks are getting rich off of your hard-earned money? How does it make you feel, knowing that if a bank or a credit bureau makes a mistake on your credit report, they benefit from it and it hurts you? The Fair Credit Report Act of 1971 requires banks and credit bureaus to report only accurate information, and nearly 100% of all credit reports are inaccurate. If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and to your family to call Rondi. Rondi is a FICO-certified credit professional and has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 855-608-1990. Again, that's 855-608-1990. Or visit creditsanitizer.com. Again, that website is creditsanitizer.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice, licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Checking the markets for you this morning, the Mortgage Minute today, being brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage, Gold Star has the programs. They have the products for you. They are the only one I know of with the fast pass loan approval. We've got some interesting numbers right here. The S&P 500 index is up 0.2 right now. That's the broader market. If you recall earlier, I was chatting with you a little bit about the Dow Jones Industrial Average, what that was doing at the time. Dow Jones Industrial Average only deals with the 30 stocks in that Dow Jones Industrial. That's down 42 points. Now, that's weighted average based on different holdings, but the S&P 500 is a broader average. That's up right now about, about a quarter of a point, not a whole lot. 10-year Treasury, that's at 2.66 right now. That's the yield. And we're looking at the Fannie Mae 30-year bond down 12 basis points. That's a big move on the downward side on that bond, which means interest rates are up right now. So why is that? Well, it's not because of news. There's not a whole lot of news in the market. There is some news coming out later in the week talking about inflation. That's the Consumer Price Index. But we are watching to see, are we going to get another government shutdown? Are we going to get a continuing resolution? Are we going to get some solution to the border security issues? We're going to find that out later in the week. We're also looking and seeing what is moving the market. What is controlling the market? Well, you see that. What we watch for when there's not a lot of news, we start looking toward technical analysis. What the heck is that? Well, you look and you say, okay, where are the bonds? What are the bonds doing? So if I look at the charts, that's when you hear the term charting. And again, I'm not going to try and educate you or tell you everything how to be a charting or a technical analyst. The big issue comes knowing that you've got somebody watching this for you so they understand what is happening with the market. You're looking at a Fibonacci level at 2673, but the market's at 2709. If the market goes down to that level, then you start saying, okay, well, what's the norm is that's going to bounce back up. Where's it going to bounce back up to? Probably go up to the 200-day moving average, which is at 2740 on the S&P 500. When it goes back to 2740, unless there's some catalyst to push it through there, it bounces back through. So what does that mean then to the Fannie Mae 30-year bond? Well, the bond has a Fibonacci at 101.86. We're trading right now at 102.19. So we have room to go down to the 25-day moving average. That'll form a level of support. If we go through that, then you get through that Fibonacci, which becomes a little heavier. Or you look to the top end and say, okay, well, we've got a Fibonacci level there at 102.46. Are we going to break through that ceiling? That's what the markets are looking at. So right now we're right in the middle of it. So there's a lot of opportunity to go both ways. That means you're in a period of volatility. And again, you just need to make sure you've got somebody who's watching that understands how these markets work and can help you navigate them. That is the important part, is understanding how to navigate these markets. That is the Mortgage Minute, again, brought to you by our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage. They are the only one I know of with the Fast Pass loan approval. Tax time. We are in tax time, and I heard some reports this morning, and it's fascinating to listen to me, to reports that talk about taxes and what we're seeing in the news on tax returns and who's getting refunds. So one of the news stories that are coming out right now, tax returns are lower in 2019. Refunds are shrinking in 2019. Washington Post says millions of Americans could be stunned as their tax refunds shrink. USA Today, what will your tax refund be? So far, they're smaller by an average of $170. What they're not telling you, and that's why you listen to Ron Siegel Radio, is to find out what they are telling you. Well, here's the issue. We had this major tax reform at the end of last year. So what do most people do when they have a tax reform like that? What do they have to do? What are they really obligated to? Is they need to go in and look and see, okay, what should I change my withholdings to? Does it make sense about the withholdings? What should I be doing there? Well, when they go and look at that, they say, okay, my withholdings need to be X. Well, the idea on those withholdings tables is to try and make it so you do not get a large tax refund. They want to make it also so you do not get a large tax bill. They want to make it as close to zero as possible. So how do they do that? How do they make it as close to zero as possible? Is they set those tables up so your withholding is appropriate. Well, a lot of times when you have these same tax tables for 30 years as we did before, well, nobody makes any changes. They don't even look at them to see what's going on. You have a major tax overhaul and everybody wants to look and say, okay, how does this affect me? What's it going to mean to my family? That's the logical response. Well, when they go and do that, then they change their withholding tables. The IRS changed their tables. So even if you still had it set as three people, well, they didn't change anything, right? Or three deductions, three dependents. Well, now they change these tables to make it a little more accurate. Now, it is going to have some bearing on what we call the high tax states. Yes, California is a high tax state. They charge us taxes on everything. And where we used to be able to deduct them. So they tried to make this fairer. Now, I know that the people in the high tax states, California, Connecticut, New York, Massachusetts, they don't like to call it fairer, but that it is really what it is. Because we have elected people who want to tax us more. Okay, that's fair. Does that mean that the people of Arizona or Texas, do they want to be taxed more? No, they didn't vote to be taxed more. They voted for people that say, you know something, we don't need the government to be doing all of this. We can do it ourselves. That's the difference. So a person now that earns $100,000 in California is limited to what they call state and local tax deductions, SALT deductions, limited to $10,000. The person in Texas is limited to $10,000. They've put everybody on a level playing field. Now, if Texas decides to be more fiscally responsible than California, or Texas says, you know something, the citizens can handle these things on their own, and we as a state are not going to take care of this for the citizens, well, that's the way it works, and everybody's on the same playing field now. Just the thought of it right there. So now Texas, if you make $100,000 or $50,000, your federal tax liability will be the same as Californians who are doing the same thing. That's where the big issue has come up, and that's where they say, well, California is a donor state. Well, yeah, well, maybe California sends in more money and then they get back from the federal government. Well, vote for new people to go to Washington. That can be done as well. But, you know, California wants to vote for everybody that can spend more money. So you're spending more money locally. You're spending more money on a state basis, spending more money on a federal basis. You want to change that? You have that opportunity to change it. You just vote for different people to go to represent you in Sacramento, different people to represent you in Washington. And if they don't hear what you're saying about lowering your tax liability, well, then go to someone else and vote for them. Just a thought for you. That's why in California, New York, and New Jersey, Connecticut, they're all seeing the same issues. They're upset about them, that they're taxes are higher than other parts of the country. So just a reason, part, connect those dots for you. But being that we are in tax time, maybe we should look at some of the scams that are going out right now. And these are common scams that wreak havoc on Americans every year. Tax refund fraud. During the last few years, crooks have been stealing people's Social Security numbers and then filing false returns as though they were these people. The crooks typically claim a low income with high deductions, and they file it electronically. Then when you go to legitimately file your return, it's rejected by the IRS because somebody else already filed as you. The whole mess takes about 10 to 14 months to straighten out if you're on the receiving end of the scam, but it turns out there's an easy solution. You can get an identity protection PIN number from the IRS before you file your taxes. The IP PIN is a six-digit number that must be used on a tax return in addition to the Social Security number to verify the identity of a taxpayer. Once you opt into the program, you cannot opt out. If you qualify, you get a new PIN each year through the mail. So make sure you keep your mailing address up to date with the IRS. Visit irs.gov/get an IPPIN. Get an I, Paul, Paul, Ida, Nancy. irs.gov/get an IPPIN to opt into the program. We're going to continue our conversation on these tax schemes when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, we will also be chatting a little bit about selling your house. Is this the right time or not? And saving money for big purchases in 2019, all that and more. Reach me anytime off air, number 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. NEST has the solutions for you. They're the quickest way I know of to get you the information about new properties in the area. They're also the quickest way I know of to get you the value of properties in your neighborhood. Both are extremely important, I believe. So if you are thinking of buying, selling, moving to a new property, upsizing, getting a new house, maybe his first house, well, what do you think about selling your old house? When should you be doing it? It is common knowledge that a great number of homes sell during the spring buying season for that reason. Many homeowners hold off putting their homes on the market until then. The question is whether or not that is a good strategy this year. The other listings that come out in the spring will represent increased competition to any seller. Do a great number of homes actually come to the market during this season in comparison to the rest of the year? Well, the National Association of Realtors, NAR, recently revealed the months during which most people listed their homes for sale in 2018. I shared the graphic earlier today. The 3 months in the second quarter of the year represented on that graph in red, if you go to look at it on our social media channels, are consistently the most popular months for sellers to list their homes on the market. Last year, the number of homes available for sale in January, 1,520,000. That number spiked to 1,870,000 in May. What does that mean for you? With the national job situation improving and mortgage interest rates projected to rise later in the year, buyers are not waiting until the spring. They're out looking for homes right now. The bottom line, if you're looking to sell this year, waiting until the spring to list your home means you'll have the greatest competition amongst buyers. Beat the rush of housing inventory that will enter the market and list your home today. Just a thought for you. Just remember that all of these things that we bring out to you are pieces of information that we're sourcing all over the globe for you. And I share some of these numbers because it's an education process. I was listening to one of our research groups earlier today. And yes, I know it's 9:30 and I talk about earlier today. It was about 2 or 3 hours ago that I was listening to the research group and we're doing some of the survey information. And we're questioning what the thoughts are on where the market's heading. Are people going to be worried about interest rates? And one of the issues is we're talking about right now, even December, the housing supply was 6.2% above last month. But here's the big issue that people have been concerned about. Why did housing slow down a little bit in October and November? Well, that was the highest rate we've seen in interest rates in a long time. November, the Freddie Mac 30-year fixed rate hit 4.86. Now, January of last year was 4.03. Right now, we're down to 4.46. So if you were waiting to buy a house, well, now might be the right time. If you were waiting to refinance, debt consolidation, maybe you're looking at doing some home rehab work. Maybe you've been waiting to put a pool in, a new backyard entertainment center. Refinancing might make sense right now. And if you take a look, 4.46 is the interest rate. That's the Freddie Mac rate. Again, we've talked about it. You've got to be looking at that perfect loan for that. But hey, let's remember one thing. If you want to think about budgeting, if you want to think about legacy, you can go ahead right on our website. We've built a new tool for you. Ron Siegel Radio, we've got this great new tool. I think it's great. Of course, I was involved in building it for you. But you can actually go right on this tool and get it for free. It's a legacy finance tool. Put everything about your finances all in one safe, secure portal. When you set this up, you're going to actually be, and it's all free, so don't think I'm trying to sell you anything. I'm not selling a thing. You can go to mbelinks.com/budget, mbelinks, Mary Boy Edward Links, LINKS.com/budget, or you can text RSR budget, no spaces, RSR budget to 79564. Set up this budget. You can go in there and build that legacy financing tool. You put in your bank information. You put in your credentials. It is safe, secure. Nobody sees your credentials. You just put it in there, and it'll populate on a regular basis. What is your credit card balances? What are your bank balances? What are your investment account balances? What are your 401k balances? Who is your estate planning attorney? Who is your tax attorney? Who is your CPA? You put all that information in there. So it's great for legacy planning. You have it all in one spot just in case you happen to need it, or heirs need it, anything like that. But it's all right there for you, and you can set your goals in there as well. See if you're getting on track to meet those goals. It's all part of a great tool, Ron Siegel Radio. Yes, I know we're giving you a lot of stuff today. Holy cow. The RSR budget. Text that RSR budget to 79564. You can get that for free. We talked a little bit about the double-ending Girl Scout cookies today as well. So if you're into Girl Scout cookies, you want to help us out with that, any amount you want to send, just send it over. A box of cookies is $5. I'd love to get us back this year to 500 boxes. That's our goal, 500 boxes. We buy them from one of the local Girl Scouts, and it's her job to take it over to a nonprofit organization. We'll probably take it over to one of the homeless shelters. That's the idea. Jay, you're kind of like me. You have no budget, right? I mean, we just work. We're in radio. It's a non-paying position, so no budget for you and I, buddy. But we could try and do it. Hey, here's a comment from Lawrence Yoon, that part of our research that we were looking at this morning. The housing market, obviously very sensitive to mortgage rates. Softer sales in December reflected consumer search processes and contract signing activity in previous months when mortgage rates were higher than today. Now with mortgage rates lower, some revival in home sales is expected going into the spring. That is comment from Lawrence Yoon, chief economist at the National Association of Realtors, I better say that properly. Aaron Tarazis, he's the Zillow senior economist. I quote him, "There are strong reasons to believe that the housing market is more responsive to changes in interest rates than in the past, accelerating when rates drop and slowing when rates rise. Mortgage rates hit 7-year highs in November, but then fell back in December. If they remain low during the early months of 2019, the housing market could see a modest re-acceleration." That's from Zillow. And from Freddie Mac, total home sales are expected to slowly regain momentum, increasing to 6.09 million in 2019 and 6.14 million in 2020. For 2019, we expect home sales growth to be mostly driven by existing home sales, while new home sales are expected to remain almost flat. Again, that's from Freddie Mac's commentary. See what the markets and the world is thinking about real estate right now? Ivy Zelman, the Z Report. "We believe that the best home price growth is likely in the rearview mirror, and the market is likely to skew toward transaction growth, which should ultimately provide a more stable foundation for affordability and the housing market." So what she's saying right there is we're not going to see that 10% growth that we saw recently. But that's good. We don't want to see 10% growth. I know we like it once in a while, but when property and real estate grows that fast, it can fall that fast. We want to see it closer to the historic norms. If we can get those historic norms and just stay right around there, we're going to always be better off, because we don't want to see big spikes. So that's just the issue right there. I constantly want to remind you of that. And we're always looking to see, you know, what are the numbers? Tell us these numbers so that we can see where the markets are going, where they've been, what's the history show. So I just threw in a quick number. We have a real estate report card that we can give you for any zip code. But I put in Anaheim Hills, median home price, $819,670, $436 per square foot over the last 59 years. The appreciation, average appreciation, 6.12. 5-year average is 7.41. Now, remember, that's taking into account what happened in 2008, 2009, 2010, when prices were not so hot. 3 homes for sale per 1,000 people in the area. Just looking at that as far as an inventory number. First-time home buyers, there's a lot of them out there. The affordability index is still good. Unemployment is almost zippo. 2018, the unemployment rate, 3.01%. That means nearly everybody that wanted to work is working. So that's just part of that. That's the 92807 numbers, 59-year average. Just a thought there for you. You got to understand where we've been to understand where we're going. When I was at Chapman University, that was the biggest concept of the commentary there about economics. right? So if you're looking for home appreciation, that's going to give you an idea of where we are and what we're looking for. Obviously, the interest rates took a big drop recently, a big drop from last year this same time, or actually last month. Last month this time. So the interest rates are well down. Good for you if you're out there looking for a new home. If you're looking to refinance a home, that's good for you as well. Let's look at what the projected home price appreciation is for the next year or two. The Home Price Expectation Survey, that's one of the best surveys out there. We use that one a lot because that tells us about what 100 different economists and industry experts are saying. 3.8% is the national expected number for 2019 and 2.5% for 2020. Zelman and Associates, another big firm, 3.5% projected, 3.3% for 2020. Mortgage Bankers Association, they're pretty aggressive, 4.5% growth in 19 and 3% for 2020. Freddie Mac, 4.1% and 2.7%, NAR, 2.2% and 3.2%. They're the only one on the list that says that 2020 will be better than 2019. Fannie Mae says 4.2% and 2.8%. Just a few of the numbers that are out there in the marketplace. Now, here's a big number or big chart. I'm actually going to tell you the probability of home prices being lower in 2 years. We'll talk about that when we get back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. We'll also talk about saving money for big purchases, and we will get back into our conversation about some of these scams that are out there right now, tax scams you need to watch out for in 2019. All that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter @ronsiegel. And don't forget about that home financing or legacy financing tool for your family. It is free. We'll talk about it again when we get back. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Most businesses struggle to get the online reviews they need to get a competitive edge over their competition. Rex is a brand new technology that uses text messages to direct happy clients to your online review sites, Zillow, Google, Facebook, and Yelp, and unhappy clients to a private survey so businesses can win more customers. Try Rex today by going to www.meetrex.com.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rates subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and CalBRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. In the Your Credit Matters segment brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com, you have a credit report, it is wrong. What are you doing about it? Credit Sanitizer has the solutions for you. Saving for big items. That is the issue that we are chatting about today. Get over to the, sorry about that. I got the report messed up this morning. Looking for the report to share that with you. So the issue we're looking for, how to ways to save. Now, obviously, we got that budgeting tool that we've shared with you, RSR, text RSR budget, no space, RSR budget 79564, and you can get that tool to save. But creative ways to save this Valentine's Day, it is approaching quickly. Hopeless romantics likely thinking of ways to show how much they love their significant other. If you have someone special in your life, you probably want to show them your affection by buying them a gift or taking them out for a fancy dinner, whatever you decide to do. Yeah, it's going to involve money. I think I've got that guy here. How much do Americans spend on Valentine's Day? According to the National Retail Federation, Americans spend $19.6 billion on Valentine's Day. Statistics show that more than half of Americans, approximately 55%, spend about $143.56. A huge chunk of that goes towards jewelry. Approximately $4.7 billion is spent on earrings, bracelets, and necklaces. Most popular gift, though, is candy. $1.8 billion is spent on chocolate and other sweet treats. How to save money on Valentine's Day. Nice to show your loved one that you care about them. And you can do so without digging yourself into debt. Sometimes it really is the thought that counts. But if you want to save money and still do something romantic, we have some great ways to make Valentine's Day really special. Custom make your Valentine's Day card. That might get you in a little bit of trouble there. Customize your gifts. You can customize your loved one's gift as opposed to spending hundreds of dollars. Your loved one will probably appreciate your labor of love. If you aren't the creative type, here are some ideas you can use to customize a gift. Make a collage of your favorite pictures. Make a video of your happiest moments together. Scrapbook of memories that you have shared. You can never really go wrong with something that showcases your love and happy moments together. The best part is that through websites and platforms such as Pinterest, you can easily customize gifts that your special partner will love. Take a cooking class together. That might be one. Make breakfast in bed. Don't go on a traditional date. Traditionally, many couples go out for dinner on Valentine's Day at a fancy restaurant. All the nice restaurants know that they'll be busy, so they'll try capitalizing on the demand instead of waiting at a busy restaurant, spending lots of money. Why not do something different? Take your partner out to lunch instead, maybe even a picnic. Might be a little cold for that. Visit a museum, go to the zoo. All different areas, different items that you can do. That is the Your Credit Matters segment brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. So we were chatting a little bit before the break. I wanted to tell you the probability of home prices being lower in 2 years, and this is according to the Housing and Mortgage Market Review. The only state that has a moderate probability of being lower in 2 years is Alaska, according to this report. Alaska, the only one. California, minimal probability. Most of the states, only a few states along the middle, actually it's the oil states show low probability. The other ones are all very minimal probability, but North Dakota, Wyoming, Colorado, Oklahoma, Texas, all showing a low probability. But California, Arizona, Nevada, Utah, Oregon, Washington, the West, all showing minimal. So don't look at it as the idea being that we're going to see prices dropping. That's not the case, according to most of the economists. According to the First American chief economist, Mark Fleming, the biggest challenge is really the availability of real estate. So if you're thinking about selling, that is now is the time to start looking. Go and that's the big issue. Go on there and see about just selling now. If you're thinking about wanting to buy or sell, sell now, buy now, and watch everybody else fight later. The issue that you can do and work through right now. Let's look at those scams that we were talking about earlier. More about these scams, tax scams. W-2 email phishing scam. This year, there's a new twist on the tax return identity theft. The IRS says crooks have been running a successful W-2 email phishing scam operation that has tricked major companies into turning over copies of W-2 forms for all employees. This is actually a CEO imposter scam where a criminal or criminals pretend to be top company brass and ask payroll or human resources for sensitive W-2 data. The criminals then use that info to file bogus tax returns and sell the breached data online to other criminals, according to the IRS warning. Generic IRS phone scam. The premise here is that you have a surprise tax bill. You need to pay immediately to the IRS or you'll be arrested. The scammers use phone spoofing to make their number come up as IRS. Because they already have the last four digits of your Social Security number, that gives them a further air of legitimacy. Here are some of the other tactics to watch out for. They use common names and fake IRS badge numbers. They send bogus IRS emails to support their scam. They call a second time claiming to be the police or Department of Motor Vehicles, and the caller ID again supports their claim. You're told to submit either payment either by wire or by prepaid debit card. Know this, the IRS will never, never, never contact you by phone asking for money. They communicate exclusively through snail mail. You can listen to an actual recording, a fake IRS scam call, and I can give you that link if you would like it. Supposed refund scam. Everyone would love to get notice of a secret tax refund waiting for them, right? Well, this area is ripe for exploitation as well. Enrolled agent Craig Smalley wrote a piece for NerdWallet that described an encounter one of his clients had with this scam. They got an email that looked like it legitimately came from the IRS promising a $7,000 refund. Quote, all my client needed to do was enter his Social Security number and bank account information, and the IRS would directly deposit the supposed refund into his account, Craig writes. In this case, I could tell this was a scam because the website didn't have an IRS.gov address. Unbelievable. Next one, fake hostage scam. A few years back, a supermarket clerk in Washington was able to stop a woman from losing thousands in a scam. This is on a MyEdmondsNews.com report. 54-year-old woman approached a Safeway clerk trying to buy $2,400 in prepaid cards, but the clerk smelled something fishy. Upon questioning, the woman revealed that she'd received a call from a man who claimed to be with the IRS, contacting her about an unpaid tax bill. Worse yet, the man claimed to be holding the woman's daughter hostage and threatened to kill her if she didn't pay up. The clerk became suspicious and contacted the police, who were able to determine the woman's daughter was safe, and this was all just a horrible scam. First off, kudos to the employee who took time to more than serve this customer and save the woman's money. Second, kudos to the police for stepping in so quickly, but as always, the criminal was not caught. IRS iTunes scam. USA Today reported a 20-year-old college student was duped by someone claiming to represent the IRS into putting $500 on three separate iTunes cards and $262 on using her debit card. Why would the student do this? Because she was threatened with arrest. The scammers call persistently and also may spoof 911 calling your phone as well, according to the report. Within the iTunes gift card scam, the thieves ask you to put money on the card and then read them the 16-digit code off the back. That allows them to quickly access the cash in a way that's untraceable in most cases. Unreal. These are just some of the scams that are out there, but we like to make sure that you are aware of whatever we can tell you to try and prevent you from making the mistakes that others are making. That's our attempt here as your consumer advocate. And as always, we ask you to set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money so you can help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.